Good evening, Audio Boo Land. It is something like 6:15 on a Thursday evening. And I just wanted to give you an update on what's been going on with 50 Stories for Pakistan. Today's been very, very productive. I've been having to do homework for school today. I still haven't finished. I'll need to do some more tonight. But in between doing homework, of course, I've been working on 50 Stories for Pakistan. What's happened today? The cover image is finalised. Hammered out all the final details with Getty Images today. And now I have the image that I want to use for the cover is now sitting on my hard drive and ready for me to start shaping it into a cover. So Getty, man, you've really come through what you promised, and I'm really, really pleased and thrilled that you did that. And yeah, we got a cover, man. So I'm going to put the cover together as quickly as I can, and then I'm going to share it online on the website, so all you guys out there can check it out and let me know what you think. It's a very powerful image, I think, and I think it will affect you as much as it affected me. The other really brilliant thing that's happened is I got in contact with Vanessa Gebby last night. You may know her from, well, she's a kick-ass indie author for a start, but you also may know her from 100 Stories for Haiti. She did a story called Naming Finbar, which is in that book. And I contacted her to ask her if she'd do the introduction to 50 Stories for Pakistan. And she said yes straight away. And I actually sent her the a copy of the cover image. Just to say this is going to be the cover. And maybe, I don't know, that image did a lot for me. That really spurred me to begin the project. So I thought it would maybe inspire her a bit to write the introduction. And you know what? Her introduction is all about that picture. And it really did inspire her a lot. So I really think when you guys all see it, I think it's going to do the same for you too. And when I say inspire, I mean inspire you to do something, which is either go to the Red Cross website and donate some money or buy the book that we're making. So Vanessa's really come through. Within an hour of me contacting her and sending her the image, she wrote a 500 word introduction. And when she sent it back, I read it immediately and it made me cry. She's written a brilliant introduction to the book, and I can't wait to share it with everybody. And it's going in as is. It's her first draft, and she wrote from the heart. And you know what? I don't need to change a word. It's going in as is. And Vanessa, man, I tell you, if it impacts everybody else as much as it impacted me, it's going to be a powerful introduction to the book. So, Vanessa Gibby, thank you. We have an introduction to the book. And of course, thanks to Getty Images, we have a cover. And we have a lot of stories coming in every single day. We had about 25 today. So we're beavering away to pick the ones that we want and edit them and do all that kind of stuff. And don't have a publishing date as yet, but it's going to be quite soon, after the 19th of September, which is the deadline for submissions. I would say probably, maybe not within a month, but probably a month later, the book will be out. So that's the aim at the moment. But I'll keep you posted. But the project's going well. And you know what? You writers out there, I'll tell you what, you really have done me proud again. Whew. I'm chuffed to know the lot of you.